This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Paul, middle initial E, like Edward, Bader, B like a boy, A, D like David, E-R. Date of birth 9-16 of 1954. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mr. Bader, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria. He has been diabetic for several years, although he wasn't aware that he was diabetic, even though he's been on metformin for a few years. He didn't really understand what that was for. He has been trying to watch his diet and not eat a high-carb diet, and that has been helping, he reports. His biggest problem is that he's got severe edema of the lower extremities, and he does have a daughter who is a physician. She reviewed his medications within the last 2 weeks and noted he was on he noted that he was on amlodipine, maximum dose, 10 milligram daily for blood pressure. That was actually controlling his blood pressure very well. Last time he was in your office, he believes the blood pressure was running 130 over 80 or less. But he stopped it about 2 weeks ago. Now his blood pressure is very high. And he is having headaches for the last week since he has stopped the medication. He thinks that the swelling is somewhat better, but he certainly needs a different medication to use for blood pressure. He denies any dizziness or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, occasional foaminess, but no cloudiness or blood, and he reports that he has frequency of urination and goes to the bathroom every 2 hours during the day and at night also. He is thirsty a lot, so he's consuming quite a bit of liquid. And he does have the chronic edema of the lower extremities. He denies numbness, tingling, or pain in the feet with the swelling. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, severe edema of the lower extremities, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He has obstructive sleep apnea and does use his CPAP. Past surgical history, he had right shoulder rotator cuff repair. Social history, the patient is retired. He is an ex-smoker, quit smoking when he was in college. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies the use of illicit drugs. Family history, his father died of adrenal carcinoma and mother is deceased from Alzheimer's disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications. The patient discontinued his Norvasc 10 milligram daily on his daughter's advice at least a week ago. But he's still taking Lipitor 80 milligram daily, metformin extended release, 1,000 milligrams daily in the morning, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily at bedtime, fenofibrate 160 milligram once daily, Bumex 1 milligram daily, Candesartan 32 milligram once daily, and ibuprofen 800 milligram is rarely used, maybe less than once a month for pain. He generally doesn't need that. Physical examination, height 69 inches, weight 346 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm, large adult cuff is 184 over 110. Pulse is 100, and oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. He is generally obese. He does appear to have some facial edema. His neck is supple, difficult to see if there's jugular venous dissension because it's a very obese neck also. No carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular with very distant sounds. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, slightly firm in the lower aspects of the abdomen. I'm unable to palpate enlarged organs or masses, but it's difficult due to the large body habitus. Extremities, he's got 4+ edema beginning at toes, extending up to knees bilaterally. No ulcerations, lesions, or weeping of the lower extremities or feet. And he does have intact sensation and motion of his feet and ankles. And lab studies, most recent labs were done, most recent labs, 313 of 2023, creatinine is normal at 0.9. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.3. Glucose was 124. We do have a CBC with differential 923 of 22, hemoglobin 13.1, platelets 471,000, and white count is 12.4. And we have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio June 6, 2022 of greater than 114,000. And 9/27/22, creatinine 0.9, estimated GFR is greater than 60. Urinalysis negative for blood and 3+ protein. Six 2022 microalbumin to creatinine ratio greater than 114,000. Creatinine was 0.7 at that time. Albumin 3.5. 6/28 of 2021. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 71. So there is progression, and edema is increased, and the albumin is now low. Assessment and plan, gross proteinuria with generalized edema, rule out nephrotic syndrome. The patient will be collecting a 24-hour urine for protein, and we'll have him do lab studies at that time, including an anti-nuclear antibody, complement factors, immunofixation, free light chains, specialty labs for nephrotic syndrome. And we are starting him on spironolactone 25 milligram once daily for the hypertension, and we've asked him to do lab studies about 5 days after starting that, and that will probably be when he collects and returns the 24-hour urine for protein. We've asked him to get a blood pressure cuff and machine for home use and to check his blood pressure at home and to report readings to us within the next week. And we've asked for a follow-up visit within the next 1 to 2 months in this practice. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.